Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for this Resurrection Sunday is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28. Again, we hear the words of the angel in verse 6. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. This is God's word. Jesus had been crucified right before their eyes. In the twilight of that Friday, they had tried to prepare his body for burial. Their loving service would have to wait. It was the Sabbath when no work could be done, not even this. They did what they could, but had to leave Jesus' remains in the tomb with the plan to return as soon as possible. That's exactly what they did in the light of that early Sunday dawn. And so we join these faithful women at the tomb to share with them the shocking joy that lifted them out of darkness. What is their joy? Jesus does not lie there lifeless. Jesus does not lie there at all. Not only that, a heavenly messenger, an angel of the Lord, greets them with news of amazing hope. His appearance, we're told, was like lightning, and his message, even more dazzling. This messenger knows what we need most. His word to the women that morning and his word to you today, it's the same. Do not be afraid. More than anything, it is fear that has scarred us. Fear born of sin, fear born of uncertainty, fear born of ignorance, fear born of sickness, fear born of guilt, fear born of losing the things that we have made most important to our hearts. The fears that gripped the women on the way to their tomb of Jesus that morning live in our minds in a thousand forms. And it's fear that disorders the human mind. And that brings uneasiness, that brings unhappiness, and sometimes that brings total despair. As the disorders afflicting our common life increase in violence, the fears inside us become more and more intense. If ever the words of God's angelic messenger have been needed, it is today. So, whatever you are carrying with you this Easter, an Easter on which world events and local difficulties and personal problems seem to loom large, please open your ears, open your heart. A messenger of God has stationed himself outside of an empty tomb. And this messenger says to you, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to live. Do not be afraid to die. Jesus is alive. Now, it's quite possible that you're thinking, but I am afraid. I am afraid to live. I am afraid to die. And if that's the case, I would gently ask you, why? Are you afraid of sins, things that you're ashamed of, that have scarred your past? Does the memory of those things trouble you right down to the present day? Do you maybe even fear standing before the judgment of God someday? I'm here to tell you, Jesus has risen from the dead. His Father accepted the payment He made, the payment for all your sins, every last one. Don't be afraid. Are you fearful of the present moment? Is it the future that's pressing fear into your heart? Today, the words of the angel ring out to break the cycle. Do not be afraid. The angel makes this statement in front of the vacant tomb of the Lord Jesus, and His living again, Jesus rising to life, validates every single one of His promises. Promises like, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me, and I am with you always. Promises like, my sheep hear my voice, they know me, I give them eternal life, and they shall never die. Promises like those made by His followers, such as Peter, who wrote, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, to an imperishable, undefiled, and unfading inheritance in heaven. Jesus physically died and physically rose from death, and He promises that if you put your trust in Him after your physical death, you will someday physically rise when He returns. And so the question of the day is, if you really believe this, what are you afraid of? Again, the angel says, do not be afraid. I know you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for He is risen from the dead, as He said. The women went to the tomb that morning seeking nothing but a dead body. We can't blame them for that. They went out of love and respect. They went to finish a heartbreaking task. But what they found was not just an empty tomb, but a shift in reality. They now lived in a world in which their beloved teacher and friend had come back to life. They now lived in a world in which it was possible to undo death. And this angel messenger was very kindly trying to help them remember. Jesus had talked about this. He has risen, as He said, means resurrection is something Jesus had predicted. And now it had happened. Not only had Jesus talked about it, not only had He predicted it, but He had proven that it could be done, first with a little girl, then the son of a widow, then His friend Lazarus, and now He was the one, the living again one. As I said, this living again validates every single one of His promises. And if He was right about His resurrection, then He was right when He said, the one who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Here is the joy this Easter Sunday, the deep, endless blessing of Jesus' resurrection for you. And this is so crucial because our satanic enemy wants us afraid. wants us intimidated, wants us scared, wants us distracted. Why? It's easy to see, isn't it? He wants us to forget. He wants me and you to forget that Jesus suffered and died to cancel the fear of past sins. He wants you to forget that that tomb was empty that Easter Sunday. He wants you to forget that Jesus came back to life and lives today as Savior and King. You see why, right? If you forget that, if you overlook these truths, if Jesus is not your source, you're easy to scare. You're easy to control. The real message of Easter is this: what you believe about your future determines how you live today. And as a follower of Jesus, what can you believe about your future? Well, Jesus has risen, as he said. That means you will live forever with him, as he said. Death is not the end of you, as he said. He is coming back to set all things right, as he said. And you are destined to join him at his festival table, as he said. Faith in Jesus connects you to a living person, a person who is God, a living person that you can seek and find. He is alive to find you. He is alive to meet you at his table, not just on Easter Sunday, but every time his people gather together. And he is alive to speak to you out of every page of his word whenever you let him. Do you seek Jesus who was crucified? Well, that's good, because he was for you to erase that cold fear of your past sins. And let this good news shock you to life today. Jesus does not remain behind a burial stone. He is risen from the dead, as he said. Do not be afraid. Now may the God of peace himself grant you peace at all times and in all ways. The Lord be with you all. Amen.